Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Americans' views of their standard of living are up, job creation's up. Let's look at the numbers through rose-colored glasses with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hello, Dave.
Frank, it sounds like good news, but if we take the glasses off, is the economy still a big concern?
It is, despite the fact that Americans tell us their standard of living's doing better than it was before. People who are working tell us when we interview them that their places are hiring more than was the case in the past. We still find when we ask what's the most important problem facing the country that the economy and jobs in particular still loom as the top problem on people's minds at this juncture here in 2014.
So taking stock almost midpoint through 2014, Frank, let's call it May the Fours be with you. Guide us back through the decades. And let's start with what was on the minds of Americans in 2004.
In 2004, the most important problem facing the country was not the economy at all, but it was the war in Iraq. It was the summer of 2004, exactly 10 years ago, where we saw the percent of Americans who said that the war in Iraq was a mistake moving above 50% for the first time. So it just took a year and a few months for Americans to sour on the war in Iraq. It was the top problem facing the country. Bush's job approval rating back in 2004 was actually at 49%. It was still relatively high, coming down from where it had been after 9/11, but it was on its way down.
Okay, how about our next calendar appointment, 1994?
1994, health care was on people's minds because Bill and Hillary Clinton, the president and the first lady, were still moving on the idea of a reform of the health care process, which ultimately failed. But the most important problem in the country was crime, according to Americans in 1994, with health care coming somewhat behind. Bill Clinton's job approval rating was in the mid-40s, a little higher than where Obama's is today, but it was actually on its way down. Clinton went down, 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 but of course recovered in time to come back and win re-election handily a couple of years after 1994.
Frank, obviously top of the mind in 1984, George Orwell.
That's right. Of course, that was a long ways away when Orwell first wrote that book decades before 1984. But we reached that point. The most important problem facing the country was unemployment. We were coming out of a very negative economic environment when Ronald Reagan had taken over in 1981. But we were coming out of it. And Reagan's job approval rating was looking pretty good, 55%. And you remember that fall of 1984, he went on to beat Walter Mondale in every state in the Union, I believe, except for Minnesota, which was Mondale's home state. So clearly, Americans were getting more positive back there in 1984.
If I recall, Reagan was the first elected Republican president since Richard Nixon in 74.
That was the summer when he left office. Now, right in June, about this time back in 1974, Nixon's job approval rating was already down to 26%, and it dropped a couple of points lower by the end of the summer of 1974, when Nixon resigned and left office. At the time when we asked Americans about the most important problem back in 1974, however, it was not dysfunctional government, although that was up there on the list, which you might think it was. Even in the midst of all the Watergate in 1974, Americans told us the biggest problem facing the country was inflation and the cost of living.
Take us back again, 1964.
1964, Lyndon Johnson was still riding a wave of popularity that came after he had come into the presidency with the assassination of John F. Kennedy the previous fall. Johnson's job approval rating at the beginning of the summer of 1964 was 74%, which is remarkably high. We haven't seen that in a long time, except when we have a national emergency like 9/11. The number one problem facing the country was race and racism. And I think one of the reasons Americans were telling us that was because there was this huge push towards the Civil Rights Act. And in fact, Lyndon Johnson got that passed. He signed it into law, I believe, right at the beginning of July of 1964. But Americans, maybe because of all the visibility of the civil rights legislation that was being considered, told us back in the summer of 1964 that the biggest problem facing the country was civil rights and race.
I'm wondering the extent to which the war in Vietnam was on the radar in 64.
Not at all. In fact, when we look back, we hadn't even started asking about Vietnam at that point. Vietnam was a country that probably the vast majority of Americans could not even recognize or pinpoint on a map.
I suspect a different kind of war was top of the mind in 1954.
Indeed it was. It was the Cold War. We forget how big an issue it was coming out of World War II, that is the Cold War and this battle between the Soviet Union and the United States. And clearly when we ask Americans back in 1954 about the top problem, the war and the Cold War was at the top of the list. And you know, Dave, we also ask in 1954 an interesting question I found, does smoking cause cancer? And the answer at that point, only 41% of Americans said yes. So a lot of smoking going on in the 50s, and at that point, a majority of Americans had not yet come to realize the harmful health effects of smoking.
Frank, let's go the other way. Tell us what's going to be top of the mind in 2024.
Well, I can give you a list of exactly which stocks are going to triple in value between now and 10 years from now, if you would like, but I'll send that to you under separate cover.
Perfect. Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.